we got a lot of music for you this evening. I started out my career as an accompanist, and for the first part of the show tonight, I get to do that again. It's something I love doing, and I get to do it with a band I love doing it with. Please welcome Angel Band.
Hey, Papa Lepa, ouvrez pour la souple. Hey, Papa Lepa, open the door. Hey, Papa Lepa, ouvrez pour la souple. Hey, Papa Lepa, tamba la wego. Serpent wraps round like second skin, makes my soul feel safe within. Rainbow blankets me with light, helps me see through darkest night. Hey, Papa Legba, ouvrez pas la souple. Hey, Papa Legba, open the door. Hey, Papa Legba, ouvrez pas la souple. Hey, Papa Legba, mambo la sire. Help us sing just like the angels. I'd go through the fires of hell for you. I'd swim to the bottom of the well for you. I'd grab a lion's den for you, and then I'd do it again for you. I'd swim the seven. I'll get down in the groove for you. I'll move heaven and earth for you. I'll fight for all I'm worth for you. I swear I'm dying for love for you. I thank heaven above for you. And I sing sweet with a little bit of backbeat, and I sing low, so you won't want anywhere else to go. And I sing all night, and I sing with all my
being out on the road, it is quite an adventure. We flew We flew into Las Vegas before we could get here. And while we were at the airport in Las Vegas, okay, ding, 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 ding. There's an Amish family that gets off the plane. So, you miss it. It's too bad. It's too bad. I'm telling you, it's wild to be out there in the world. Kathleen decided that they were doing, there was an errant daughter who was a stripper in Vegas, and they were doing an intervention. They were trying to lure her back with bonnets. It's a wild world. It's a wild, wild world. But we're in it. We're in it now. Well, we're going to do a lot of music tonight. We're going to do a tune right now that that features, I don't know if you guys have heard of Reverend Gary Davis. Yeah. Well, this features David Learned from the Rev, and this features his type of guitar playing. We love that type. So this is a tune called Deeds We Have Done.
Flesh from the frame, soul from the bonds of the bone. Since I
Southwest, and we were in Santa Fe for one of the gigs, and I fell in love. L-U-V. That kind of love. deep love. Deep love, yet an unrequited love. I know, it's sort of pathetic. It was a pair of boots. It was not just any pair of boots. It was a pair of boots with an image of the Virgin of Guadalupe. The perfect combination of spiritual and material in footwear for me. The unrequited part, $1,800. So close. It's so far. It was a sad thing. But from that, we've developed a new idea where we are going to Washington. Actually, we're going up to Washington by way of Tucson to request a boot bailout. So this is one of our stops along the way. We'll see how that works. Anyway. So it was a sad thing. I went back. I visited the boots a couple of times. But we had a gig the next night, so at a certain point, the girls dragged me away, strapped me to the roof rack, and I wrote this little song. I was strolling down the Zocalo in Santa Fe, New Mexico, in the plaza near the old city. I turned the corner, I stopped in my tracks. I couldn't just double back. And now I want to be head to toe in the boots of Guadalupe. So I pulled into a gas and go and put a dollar on the lottery. That's what we're here for, guys. Mama needs a brand new pair of boots. I know it's right out there. We did a, oh, and this is a perfect segue. We did a CD. We produced a CD. We actually made a CD a little while ago that we happen to be now. The way this is going to work, we're going to have an intermission, and then the Flying Monkeys will be coming out, I believe. The robot monkey heads will be coming out. That's a whole other story. I'll let them tell you about it. Anyway, so there's going to be an intermission, and we do have these CDs for sale. This is this is part of the boot bailout, as I say. But we were very fortunate. We worked with a guy named Lloyd Means, who produced this CD, and he's an amazing musician and a fabulous producer. And this is a tune from that CD. It's one that, after we put it all together, somebody said, "It sounds like you're chained in a dungeon when you're singing that." And so we took that as a good thing. It's called Drown in the Fountain of Good.
Morning awakened,
you after that one. So we're going to do a couple of new tunes. This is one that we were feeling all Obama-y. So I wrote this tune. It's called Hope Is On The Way. I hope y'all feel it.
Oh,
we got time for one more tune. And we sure appreciate all of your wonderfulness in Tucson, your hot wonderfulness. So on behalf of our fabulous weirdo backup band, the Waterboarders, featuring Mitch Corbin on mandolin and fiddle. Over in the dark. Here you go. Thank you. David Bromberg on all sorts of guitars. The biggest monkey of them all, Mark Moss on drums. And on lead, mustache, and bass, Bob Taylor. The incomprehensible Jeff Weiser. And we are Angel Band. We'll be happy to see you back at the CD hang in between sets. We are Angel Band, Allie Page. Kathleen Weber. I'm Nancy Josephson. Thank you so much.
Jump back in the ditch.
hella familiar. time that woman quit me. This month, she wouldn't even tell me why. The first time the girl quit me. This month, she wouldn't even tell me why. I could eat, sleep, drink, or work. I tell you, people, it was all I could do to just lay across the bed and cry. Woman left me. This month, I really did lose my mind. The second time she quit me. Second time she quit me. This month, I really did lose my mind. I kind of walked around the house just talking to myself. Tell you all the truth, I didn't know whether to drop or go blind. You know, the third time that woman quit me, this month, I was still begging her to take me back. You believe that? The third time she quit me, third time she quit me, this month, I was still begging her to take me back. I don't know how to break the news to you, Junior. She called me Junior. But there's definitely something crucial you lack. Thank you. I was honored, John. The fourth time the girl quit me, this month, I was honored, John. I packed up my stuff and moved back to the country. I'm not gonna hang around here for number five. This month, nor to speak too freely to just anyone. And if this takes more than you bargained for, boy, it's time you learn not to talk so loud and walk so proud when you're coming on. If this takes more than you bargained for, when you're coming on. The door, you know, and man, the apartment smelled and looked great. She had candles burning, you know, wine chilling, dish of candy. Reached down, took a piece of candy. She slapped my hand. I said, "Woman, what are you doing that for?" She said, "David, you know, I changed the lock on the door." I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "Listen here, pretty papa. Please get out of my sight. Honey, I'm playing it quits now. Right from this very night. Yeah, you had your day. Now don't hang around. Daddy, but you done broke down. Yeah, when the sun is shining, honey, that's the time to make hay. I hate to tell you, but you've been kind of drizzling for a long time, baby. Can't make your wagon pay. Ain't no woman wants a baby when a real man can be found. You were a real good wagon, daddy, but you done broke down. to make a big show. This man has taught me more about love, Daddy, than you'll ever know. Well, he's the king of loving, what just madness of the crown. He's a real good wagon. A real fine wagon, Daddy, but you done broke down. That's an old song. That's Bessie Smith, 1930s. No, she didn't do that. That was Lucille Bogan. I know I'm right. More or less. You get a prize if you can tell me Lucille Bogan's real name.
Barbara?
No. It's all blues to me anyhow. I'll show you what I mean. It's over, our love affair. Too late now, I find that I still care. A sweet love, nevermore I'll share. Now she's gone, I'm alone. I was blind, I should have known. Walked her home after our last day. I search for a simple way to tell her all I had to say. I just kissed her, then I walked away. Set her free, foolishly. Destiny, tragedy, misery. After our last day, took the ring from her trembling finger, brushed a tear from my baby's eye, walked away, didn't know that I still love her so. I guess I was just too young to realize. Couldn't see how much she always means to me. I should have known that she'd forever be on my mind, in my heart. I was blind from the start, lost her love after our last day. Thank you.
brushed a tear from my baby's eye. Walked away, didn't know that I'd still love her so. I guess I was just too dumb to realize. So blind I couldn't see what she always means to me. I should have known that she'd forever be on my mind, in my heart. I was blind from the start, lost her love after hour.
concert, and unbeknownst to me, the sound man was recording it. And this was in 1982. And in about 2002, 20 years later, he came up to me at a club and handed me a CD. I had no idea what was on it. So we put that thing out, actually. The whole concert, I didn't know the quartet was that good back then. And it reminded me of all these tunes that I'd forgotten. So I'll play you one that I learned off that disc again. it was recorded in New York City. I can't tell you where. Carnegie Hall will probably sue me.
He came and stole my heart.
and how I count the hours since we were torn apart. I used to try and keep track of what I played in every town, try and play something different there every time I'd come. I don't think I played that one, and I know I didn't play this one. I want to play something for you you don't expect me to play. I know you don't expect me to play. I don't expect me to play. call from President Obama before the show. And he asked me to do what I could to help the stimulus and get people to spend money. And so I brought along some CDs. There's the one that I told you about from New York City, and there's one that I just me and a guitar that actually got nominated for a Grammy. It's the first time in my life my name has ever said the same thing as a Grammy. And then there's a couple of DVDs. One of them has that on it. That's when I started doing that. And the other one's like a guitar lesson. And then when you were coming in and in between sets, you heard that music, right? That's Jeff Weiser's album. He played every instrument on there. So on your way out, I want you to all be strong. Buy them. And there's another one there. I'm kind of proud of the fact that I've always had enough courage to have a better guitar player than I am in my band. And Mitch Corbin has a CD. And I think he made it all up, actually. And I want him to play a guitar solo for you. D was a gambling girl, she gambled all around. Oh, she was a gambling girl, and she could lay her money down. She's all I got is gone. Dear, dear old mama took a trip out west, and when she returned, sweet little dear been laid to rest. She's all I got is gone. Well, dear's mama wept, and dear's daddy mourned. Would have been so bad if the poor girl had died at home. She's all I got is gone. Time taxis and your double-seated hack took Miss D out to the cemetery, and they didn't bring her back. She's all I got is gone. I guess you know by now that this woman D was dead. She was murdered. They say she was a gambling girl in the song. That's a euphemism. She was a prostitute. And this all happened in Savannah, Georgia, around the turn of the century. I used to say it was in Atlanta, but somebody sent me newspaper clippings from Savannah. It happened. The murder of a prostitute by a pimp, which is what happened with Dillia, statistically, at least as far as the statistics they can get, is the second most frequent murder. Spousal murder is the most frequent, but I don't think their figures are as good on prostitutes. They live kind of under the radar. So anyhow, there's hundreds and thousands of prostitutes get murdered all the time. But why is there a song about this particular murder? And not just one song, there's lots of them. As far away as the Bahamas, they sing a song about Dee's gone one more time. Well, this pimp Cuddy shot her. And the remarkable thing is that every other pimp, hustler, gambler, thief, and whore in town took to the streets to get Cuddy. And they didn't get him. It was a full-scale riot. It's in the papers. But they didn't get him. The cops got him. He escaped from the mob by going from housetop to housetop. The cops got him on a rooftop. Which brings up another question is, how did they know? Why should they care? Well, I believe that just to define this woman as a prostitute is not coming close to the truth. This was a wonderful human being, and everybody in that town loved her. Turn of the century, Savannah wasn't that big a town. And everybody loved her, doctor, lawyer, chief of police. Cuddy's in the bar room, he's drinking out a crystal cup. Sweet Miss D is 6 feet on the ground. And she may not never get up. She's all I got is gone. And you see Cuddy looking high, and Cuddy looking low. He shot Miss Delia down with a loaded 44. She's all I got is gone. judge was down and cut him. He says, now what's this noise about? Oh, it's all about them rounders, judge. Boys were trying to take me out. I swear she's all I got is gold. I was high up on the housetops, as high as you could see, looking at them rounders, combing the streets for me. She's all I got is gone. Well, Cuddy asked the judge, Your Honor, what might be my fine? Judge looked down and told him, son, I'm going to give you 99. She's all I got is gone. The judge looked down at Cuddy. He says, I'm going to tell you a natural fact. Your body's going to rot in a stinking jail cell till Miss Deer come walking back. And that could be a long time. So Cuddy's in the jail cell. You know what, the poor boy couldn't sleep. Crying all around my bed each night. I swear I hear little Dee's feet. The girl's all I got is gone. And he's crying, Delia, oh Delia, and how could it be? You loved all them rounders, girl. You never did love me. She's all I got is gone. He's crying, Delia, oh Delia, how could it be? You loved every round in town, girl, didn't have the time of day. And she's I mean she's this morning at just about 4, you know my used to be come knocking on my door. She come crying, try me one more time, crying, try me one more time, a dad will take me back, try me one more time. I know, Papa, I didn't do you right. I swear I'll rock you to sleep, baby. Every night she come crying, try me one more time. Crying, try me one more time. A Georgia crawl before and behind. I gotta send a shift in motion, make you lose your mind. She come, try me one more time. Crying, try me one more time. A daddy take me back, try me one more time. Give you money, I'll buy you clothes. I done something daddy gonna open your nose. She come crying, try me one more time. Crying, try me one more time. Sweet daddy, and I said, look here, woman, it's a natural fact. It's you to quit me, I'll never take you back. She was crying, try me one more time. Crying, try me one more time. Oh, daddy, take me back, try me one more time. I just never performed them. I always do what I want. I mean,
and DVDs and hats.
Yeah, since you've been gone.
don't know much about history. I don't know much about biology. Just enough. I don't know much about that French. I don't know what's inside my science book. Yeah, but I do know, girl, I love you. Yeah, and I know if you'd only love me too. Well, what a wonderful world this would be. I don't know much about geometry. I don't know much about the psychonuclear astrophysiognomy. I still can't speak no algebra. Ain't nobody here know what a slide rule is for. You, girl, what a wonderful world is. Now I can't claim to be an expert, but I'll try to be. Or maybe by being an A student, baby, I could win your love for me. I don't know much about a history. I don't know much about biology. I don't know what's inside my science book. I tell the truth, I don't think I ever know. Wandering through the desert. And I came upon a cactus. Hurt like hell. And I had been eating some. Yeah, that's it. And the cactus started to talk to me. Happened to anybody else here? I'm glad you asked. All right, now. stuff, you know. I walked around the grounds until I found a little tent. Went outside, gave a speech. This is how it went. She walked, she talked, she crawled around on her belly like a reptile. You know, that was the usual speech, except for one part. He said, we're not going to charge you money. You got to pay with your heart.
Oh, Sharon!
What did it do to these men?
You know the same around the crowd that was here last night is back again.
Of course, I went right inside and I searched around for a seat. The lights went low and the lights went low. I mean, she moved as if her back had no bone whilst the ensemble performed a concertina they called the Main Street Horn, or something like this. Went exactly like this. Was composed of a gentleman named Mitch Corbin. A fantastic bass player and an orchestrator of the band, Butch Amiot. And they had the Pharaoh of the fiddle, the behemoth of the bow, Sultan of the strings, Prince of the pegs, Ruler of the rosin, Champion of the chinrest, Titan of the tailpiece, Goliath of the gut, the tail gun, Jeff Weiser. An angel band, that's Allie Page, Kathleen Weber, Nancy Josephson. And then the girl, as she was dancing, you know, she got up on her tippy toes. She had them itty-bitty feet, you know, little tiny, tiny, itty-bitty, big toes, but tiny little feet. And she proceeded to entrechop, pas de deux, plié, and do-si-do across the stage like this. Stage a lot. she proceeded to have what we used to describe as a meaningful relationship with that part of the stage. It was disgusting. I loved it. She went like this. She went... And then, she went like this, she went. She went, And then, she went like this. She went like this. She went. Something so phantasmagorically intemperate, something so extravagantly superfluous. She did something so municipally hirsute. That to this very moment in time, I doubt the evidence of my own oracular organs. Because standing there alone upon the stage, and at this point clad merely in one flimsy sneeze, having discarded the scarf ages ago, without saying a word, without making a sound, without uttering a noise, without a single audible, intelligible syllable issuing from betwixt those firm but pliant, moist, and oh so inviting ruby red lips. It seemed to me as though the movements of her body were calling out my name. No. Yes! She went like this, she went...
Oh,
what do you do to these men? night the show played in town, I was right there, just a couple steps ahead of that belligerent bear. And you know, it worked the way the man had predicted in his speech at the start, because when a carny left town, it took a bunch of my heart, and I still get a pain up to the tip of my bone every time I hear a band play that Main Street bomb.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what do you do to this man?
You know the same crowded crowd that was here last night is back again.
This child of a hair. It won't take long, baby, till you feel your bed. I know you, girl. It won't take long, mama, till you feel your bed. Let me tell you something. You can be walking on streets a long, old, lonesome time before you can find a man like me to curl your toes and roll your eyes back in your head.
Known that right from the start.
Hey!
cause I don't want to hear you lie. And turn off the waterworks, baby, cause I refuse to stand here and watch you cry. And one more thing, you just get your tongue out of my mouth, because I'm kissing you goodbye.
And take your time. I'll be gone. Roll on, John.
It's been a pleasure to play for you. Thank you very much.